today. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with top European and Arab diplomats, are meeting in Paris Friday, hoping to find enough common ground to revive stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said on Friday that the major powers have a duty to revive the process and that the perspectives that were created by the Oslo Accords in 1993 are at risk.
I'm from a generation, and so many other Europeans and Arabs and Israelis are from a generation that were living in the conviction that Oslo would have opened up a time for peace. For all of us. And today we see that that perspective is seriously put at risk.
Despite the recent escalation in violence between Israelis and Palestinians and the fact that they're not even attending the conference, there is a glimmer of hope on the horizon with the swearing-in Monday of ultranationalist Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, who said he does support a two-state solution. A developing story, at least four bodies have been found and 342 migrants rescued from a shipwreck in the Mediterranean Sea early on Friday. Josh Millman is spokesman for the International Organization of Migration.
Unknown number in the water now, and Greek vessels and helicopters are participating in a rescue effort.
Migration patterns are shifting.
Crete in the last 3 days has become extremely active. And today, active could also be tragic.
The nationalities of the migrants have not been confirmed. An estimated 880 migrants and refugees have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. This according to the UN Refugee Agency. From Washington, this is VOA.